Jerry, how are you this morning?
I'm good, Tony. How are you?
Well, I wish I would have been at the Lansing City Council meeting last night. It sounds like it was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was fun as usual, even a little bit more fun than usual.
Well, we had Pat Gillespie on, and as you know, there are three sides to every story. There's one side, there's the other side, and there's the truth. So to get at the core of this story, I wanted to get you on the program, and we're still going to contact some union officials. But from your perspective, what happened with that Army deal, with the condo deal, and some other deals in regards to the Gillespie Group?
Well, you've got you're right, Tony. We had two key items on the agenda last night. You know, one was the Marketplace Project, and the other was the Marshall Street Armory. Both of these projects were projects that the council had previously approved, and frankly, we were back to council for some minor amendments to them. And unfortunately, the issue of whether a project labor agreement should be required or not became an issue of discussion over the last couple of weeks. And when everything was done, unfortunately, the city council did not have a majority vote to approve those, and we're very disappointed at this point in time. You know, the issue of the PLAs, the issue of contention is something that, you know, there are good people with legitimate concerns on both sides. But when the day is done and the council doesn't approve and doesn't allow these projects to move forward, we are very concerned about the message that this sends to the community, to developers.
What is that message, Jerry?
Well, the message is doing development in Lansing is not easy. And, you know, developers who have, you know, are taking risks with their own money will make choices about going where they believe they can succeed. And when it becomes very difficult to do so, maybe they make other choices to go other places. Maybe the image comes out, boy, you want to go to Lansing, it'll be a tough road to hoe. And we're very concerned about that as the overall message that this kind of discussion, this kind of action conveys. Having said all that, we are hopeful that these folks will continue to work and that perhaps in the next week or so, we can see some resolution to this issue that will allow these projects to go forward.
Jerry, in speaking with Pat Gillespie this morning, I get this sense that he feels that this deal was allowed to get done and everything was in place, but it might have been a calculation to wait until the last minute to bring forth this PLA and these union needs, if you want. What do you think?
Well, you'll have to talk to the union folks and the folks that brought these issues up and the timing. Clearly, the issue of PLA and the issue of whether, as a city, we need to support workers who have, you know, decent wages has been an issue that's been going on for several years. It's a complex issue. You know, on one hand, when you're dealing with public projects, it certainly has been more accepted that a municipal entity would require that certain wage levels be met, such as prevailing wage or, in some cases, proper project labor agreements. It is not so accepted when you are trying to impose those conditions on developers who are using their own money.
Well, it's an interesting topic, whether you talk about a developer and what his profit margin may be versus a union worker and what they should make. Jerry, from your experience, do you ever see unions and developers sit down and say, look, here's the wage that we want, here's the wage that we can pay, let's find some common ground and go to work?
Well, I think that in this particular case, credit to both Pat Gillespie and credit to all the union folks. They have spent a lot of time trying to do exactly that. As Pat, I'm sure, told you, there have been, you know, nearly 20 meetings between representatives of labor and Pat Gillespie trying to find that balance that everybody can live with. The concern we have right now is that this has gotten to the point where it seems to be an all-or-nothing discussion. And that's not the way, you know, that's not the way you strike compromises. And so, you know, I think the mayor has been very forthright in saying, he said it last, you know, I said it on his behalf last night, that you know, sometimes you got to compromise. Sometimes you got to accept that to move forward, you can't have everything you want. You've got to give up a little bit. And we're just hopeful that that will continue and we'll get a good result over the next week or so.
Well, Pat Gillespie believes that this deal is done and it puts in jeopardy other deals. You sound more hopeful.
Well, I think we want to never say never. This would be a very big disappointment for this city. There's been so much investment. We are in a very competitive environment for new investment and for jobs. And we've got some folks that have made things happen in the city of Lansing. They've invested their money. They've gone forward. Things are happening. People, you know, people are happy. People, we're getting noticed in publications that we never got noticed in before. This is all great stuff. And we're just very concerned that this stops that momentum.
Well, we'll get the mayor's take on this tomorrow as he will be on the program live at 7:45. Jerry, what can you do, I guess, to promote future dialogue and to see if there can be some compromise?
Well, we're going to continue pushing. You know, we've got, you know, Bob Trezise and Briggs Smith, you know, our economic development wizard, and our city attorney have been engaged on an ongoing basis with both the labor and developer. We're going to keep pushing. We're hopeful that we can stimulate something that will lead us to a successful conclusion of this.
Jerry, anything else new and newsy that you're working on?
No, I think that's plenty. That's really the top story tonight.
All right, Jerry. Thanks so much. Enjoy
All
your
right.
morning.